What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Herr Kafka. I didn't want Herr Grossman to get ill. I didn't mean for you to be left alone in your dressing room. It's been a wretched day. I'm just trying to get through. I know.
Okay, all right.
I know you're terribly important. I'm just the assistant stage manager.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
I just want to do the right thing. And I forgot the doorman wouldn't pass on where we were.
It's not your fault.
All I know is my daughter's at home on her own and I'm dreading she'll tumble out of the window.
How old is she?
3. She has a cleft palate.
She's alone in the house.
Oh, it's easy for you to point the finger.
Oh.
I can't bring her here, can I? And yet I have to feed her. And there's inflation every day. You know, yesterday I stood in line at the bakery and the price of bread doubled before I was even served. It's impossible. We're on the rack. The world has us on the rack because of some lousy war. Did we start the war? Our Kaiser started the war. We ordinary Germans pay the price. I don't know how it'll end. Yeah, Kafka, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yeah, dry your eyes.
Well, thank you.
Everything will be all right, don't worry.
You say that without any conviction at all.
Well, I'm sorry I sound that way.
It's okay. I should grow up. I'm already 21. I have a child, and it's not about me anymore. Would you mind, as we're behind, could we rehearse your first scene?
Of course. Do you have a script?
Did you not bring yours?
I've never had one.
Never?
I haven't even met Herr Grossman.
But how? It's your work.
I know. It sounds impossible, and yet
but
it's true.
But you've spoken to him.
No. I've heard him through a door. And in all honesty, he didn't sound very sick to me.
Well, he became sick in the night.
Oh, I'm sure. It's just... I actually have a chronic lung condition myself. And
thank you for your comments, Herr Kafka. I shall pass them to Herr Grossman.
No, I'm just saying.
You said you didn't see him yesterday.
That's right.
If you had, you'd have seen an unsightly rash across his whole face.
I didn't know about that.
No. If you don't mind me saying, sir, you're quite distrustful.
Right. Well, look, I feel we've got off on the wrong foot. Please, I apologise. What's your name?
Felice.
Felice. Really? It's a nice name.
Thank you.
I once knew a Felice.
Yes, sir. I know, sir.
How did you know that?
Ed Grossman told me.
Really?
Yes, sir. You almost married her. A long time ago, you were twice engaged.
Yes, I was.
Well, what happened, sir?
Well, I suppose I backed off.
She must have been terribly hurt.
At the time, I suppose so. Anyway, she's found someone else now.
I don't suppose she ever did recover, though, not really.
Why'd you say that?
I just don't think people do. They get on with other things, but deep down they're left wondering how it might have turned out differently. If the person they loved had loved them back.
I used to write to her every day.
Then one day you decided to write to someone else instead.
But she was vital. Real, full of kindness.
But none of that makes it sound like you wanted her very much. Dora, on the other hand.
Excuse me?
Dora.
Dora?
Herr Grossman says this show is very romantic. He says, if you'll permit me, what he wants to bring out is the love between you and Dora. Dora obviously being Kafka's last lover. That's the headline note. He basically sees him as a romantic figure, not the tortured soul you'd expect. He's underlined that 3 times. Romantic. Let me read you this here, top of 207. And in the final days of his life, at the age of 40, whilst living in Berlin with this wonderful, vivacious young woman, Dora... Finally, he frees himself from the inhibitions that have paralysed him for 4 decades and allows himself to love. Allows himself to love, he's underlined that, with all the generosity of spirit that is the gift of declining health. He loves the young Jewish Polish girl, Dora, with a passion that's altogether absent from his earlier attachments. Well, Felice missed out on that, and he's written a note here. What is it about Dora? Or what is it about Kafka that allows this love, above all, to blossom? Reading on. Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium whither he is transported. Whither? Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium whither he is transported, Kafka runs into the rain, fills up his gasping, aching lungs and sings. He sings gloriously an unfettered love song to the one true love of his short, often unhappy life. And in the minutes before tuberculosis consumes and kills him, he learns at last to sing, to fly, and to love. Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing? It's classic Grossman. That's why he's a genius. He does it every time. He finds a way of wrecking you. Are you all right here, Kafka?
Yes. Goodness. Wasn't prepared for that. It's very strong.
You're weeping.
Am I? So I am. Well, good writing should have that effect. It should be strong. It should break us apart. Little, fracturous. But I confess, I hadn't expected it from Herr Grossman.
Mm. I said he was clever. I said so, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
What's the matter?
Nothing. No, nothing's the matter. I'm absolutely fine.
Well, you've gone awfully pale, Herr Kafka. Don't you want to sit down?
The thing is...
What?
I don't know if I can do this.
Why not? Of course you can.
But it's a mountain. 3 weeks until we open. We haven't started. This is difficult. You need a better man than me. Yes, you do. Is it too late to replace me?
Well, why would we replace you? Herr Grossman thinks you're perfect.
When my lungs are so weak, I can't sing. How can I be perfect? Yes, there are similarities between myself and this character I'm playing. But other than that, I'm far from perfect. I'm quite an odd choice, in fact. An oddity. A frightened, lonely oddity. That's what I am.
No, we'll help you. Wait till you see her. Oh, Dora. She's wonderful. Just what you'd imagine. Beautiful and radiant.
It's all about Dora. I should never have let this happen. My father was right. I don't stand up for myself. I should have put my foot down. What was I thinking?
What are you saying?
I should never have agreed to this show.
But you were moved to tears. I saw you.
Oh, no, but that was...
What?
That was... I don't know. Anyhow, I'm going to leave now.
No, please, you can't leave.
But I must. I must go. I can't go. I'm trying to go.
Are you all right?
You don't need to keep asking if I'm all right. I'm perfectly all right. It's just, for some reason, my legs won't carry me at the door. Well, no matter. I'm sure it'll pass. I'll sit here till they work again.
Oh, hey, Kafka, I don't like this. I'm going. Go to fetch
them. There's no need, Felice. I'll wait here. When I can walk again, I'll leave. Somehow, I just feel so sluggish.
I won't be long. I'm going to find someone. Don't panic, Herr Kafka. Everything will be all right.
I'm not panicking. I'm quite calm. Quite calm.
Oh,
I'm quite calm.
What's going on? Where's she going?
Father, nice to see you.
They're telling me you've quit.
Not at all.
They're saying you're refusing to get on with it.
Well, yes and no.
Are you out of your mind?
Well...
What are you doing? Why are you sitting there all stiff?
As a matter of fact, I'm finding it hard to move.
Hard to move?
Yes, I was going to move, but I can't, so I'm waiting for it to wear off. It's my body, it does that. What are you doing here?
Do you understand how much Grossman's invested in this show?
I'm sure it's a tidy amount.
He owes a lot of money.
Well, what's money, anyhow?
But 3 weeks before it opens, what are you doing, sat there like a cockroach?
Slug.
What?
I'm sat here more like a slug, in fact.
I struggle to understand you, Kafka. I really do.
Do you struggle?
I do. Well, look at you. 40 years... Oh, do you know where I was at 40?
A runaway success. Yeah,
precisely that. A runaway success. Thank you. And here you are, not even off the blocks.
I suppose my blocks must have been more sticky.
Sticky? What? It's not like you're being asked to do anything difficult. Sing a few notes, speak a few lines. Do you know how miserable people's lives are?
Father, I'm stuck here. My legs are frozen solid, so I can't leave. But I would dearly appreciate some compassion.
I expected better, that's all.
You've never let me doubt it. Remember when you left me in the rain? When I was afraid at night? When I was crying in my room? You put me outside and shut the door?
It wasn't raining.
Well, actually it was. And also, the fact it was raining is only a detail in that little episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. The truth belongs to you, not me.
You remember things the way you choose to.
So you didn't put a terrified child outside in the rain?
I don't know what you're blathering about. You've done well out of me. Books published, a reputation, and for this I get abuse.
I'm not abusing you. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, look, I've said my piece. You'll do what you like anyway, always were an obstinate child, but Kafka, I implore you, think of your mother. She was so excited about this show. Well, it's not like you've given her much to cheer down the years.
No. Ah, well, alas.
Do the right thing, lad. I know you will.
I hope you're not making a nuisance of yourself.
Dora! Dora, thank goodness, when did you arrive? Oh, look at that. The minute you get here, I can move again.
I came as soon as I could. I heard you weren't well.
Me? No, I'm fine now. Now you're here. My tuberculosis is completely under control. I'm full of energy. Oh, you are beautiful.
Oh, Franz. Oh, but you're so thin. Have you been eating?
I never stop eating. Dora, I've got myself tangled up with this wretched show. I thought with my books selling so badly, I thought I'd try and make a little money for us, for the future, but I fear I'm out of my depth.
Franz, you silly bear. You know we could survive anything together.
Even poverty.
Why even talk about poverty? Why should we be poor? I can work. All day and all night if I have to. Look at me, I'm a mule. That's how we're made in Poland.
You're an angel.
Oh, my little furrowed forehead. Look, I've been to the market. You won't believe it. I found candles. Here, aren't they perfect? They're so thick and sturdy you'll be able to write for weeks.
How did you manage that?
If you know where to look, you can work around the shortages. And see here, honey.
You found honey.
Take a spoonful now for your throat. How is your throat?
I barely notice it hurts.
But it hurts.
No. Oh. I don't deserve you.
Contrary to what you think, everyone deserves somebody, including you.
I was starting to think I couldn't love anybody.
You? Oh, I never knew a man with more love in his heart.
Really?
You're in love with everything. True, you're not always forthcoming about it, but still, it's in your looks. And it's 10 times more precious when you keep it so hidden.
Where are you going?
I have some more shopping to do. The prices, honestly, people are hoarding. There's a madness in the air, Franz. I don't like it. And you know, they're making a lot of arrests. It's dangerous at night. It's like every lunatic is crawling up out of the drains.
Please, Dora, I beg of you, keep out of harm's way.
Nothing's going to happen to me.
Promise you won't be long, please.
Franz, you look like you've seen a ghost.
I think I must sometimes haunt myself.
Yes, that's just what you do. You haunt yourself. I won't be long. Promise. I must go before the shop's shut.
Dora.
And don't misbehave!